T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number. Look, I've given you all the reasons why I'm just not casting any very much judgment. There's a little bit here and there on Holmes and Campbell, but it's six games in, and by the end of the year, the goal is to have feel like there's something to build on, whether it's, you know, improvement every week out of Penei Sewell and Derek Barnes, or they're going to win a game or two at some point. Yesterday's team looked like a team that was fully capable and quite interested in going 0-17. So 248-539-9797. We'll have our champ and chump in a moment, and I'll tell you something I did like from Dan Campbell yesterday, but that's a little bit later. Bob on a cell. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, anybody who had any idea that the Lions were going to do anything but what they did has got to have a lobotomy, because nobody in their right mind could take out the people they've taken out on that team and expect them to compete at all in any way.
And yet they did for the previous 3 weeks.
Well, the 3 weeks is past, though. This is all the people that are hurt last week.
Okay, so the week before when they competed for 2 weeks, and if you had thought that they were going to compete against the Vikings, you would have needed a lobotomy, yet they won the game. Or they could have won the game.
I'm talking about this week.
I know, but you're saying it again and again and again, and I'm like, because here's why I'm taking offense to this. Because I'm one of those people, Bob, because I'm one of those people that thought on Friday when I was talking about the game that I thought the Lions would win on Sunday against Cincinnati for a variety of reasons, and chief of which was the way that they were playing throughout the season. They showed a lot of heart, and they had a couple of truly heartbreaking losses, gut-wrenching losses, and that the coach was going to have them fired up. They were going to play against a Bengals team that doesn't look great to me, except they looked great yesterday.
Well, doesn't everybody look great against the Lions?
No. Did the Vikings look great against the Lions? Did the Ravens look great against the Lions?
We had some hope there, didn't we? We had some people on the team that were brought in and they played well, but you can only do so much for so long. Our defense yesterday did a hell of a job the first half, not getting blown up in, you know, and when they shoot themselves. But in the end, you take away Cephas, who was one of our bright spots, and you know, you have to put in all the other cornerbacks who are tested out. And some of them had good plays and some of them didn't. There was promise there. But going into this week, nobody should have thought this team was going to do well. And I'm sure Campbell cried last week so that his guys would get fired up and come in and play better.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I don't think that's why he did it, Bob. I think he did it because that's how he felt in the moment. I don't think it was some calculated move. I would not say I'm sure he cried to hope his guys. Calculated. This was not calculated by Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell wore his emotions on his sleeve. It was not a part of a calculation. Now, they didn't respond. I expected them to respond. I didn't think it. I think it was a genuine moment. The coach felt for his players. Everybody that seemed to have any ties to the NFL, whether it be former players or coaches that's in the media now, said that that's a guy you want to play for. And then they went out and they didn't play for him. And ultimately, that's the one thing that I kind of bothers me, is that it didn't translate to the field, which is ultimately, it comes back to the coach. You can have all the best ideas in the world or be the greatest guy in the world, the greatest coach in the world. You still have to get your team to perform. And at some point, your talent challenged, and it doesn't matter because your guys can give it the best. And I think that's what happened. I think through three or four games this year, the Lions, Gator, you tell me, am I wrong? He's gotten just about all that he can out of a talent challenge group They've come close. But yesterday feels a little bit more like water found its level. Like, the talent disparity seemed huge. And Campbell, I'm getting ahead of myself. I want to circle back to what I liked about Dan Campbell, but we'll get to that in a moment. 2485-3997-97. David and Warren. Hi, David.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Let me say this. This team is headed towards 0-17. They can't beat anybody remaining on this schedule. Dan Campbell is a terrible coach. At the end of the season, get rid of him and get rid of Chris Spielman being executive assistant to the owner. He's just like his brother in Minnesota. Hired a terrible coach. Brad Holmes did not hire him. Brad Holmes has been compromised with Dan Campbell. Where has Dan Campbell been an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator or head coach anywhere else?
Well, he was a head coach with the Miami Dolphins for 7 games, whatever it was.
Okay, 7 games, terrible. Didn't do anything. Okay, you may say he didn't have a chance to do anything for 7 games.
Why do you think he's terrible? Other than just saying he's terrible, why is it that you think he's terrible?
Okay, I'll give you a prime example. Fourth and 9. They down there at the...
In the game where they're getting shut out, 27-0, whatever it was, yeah. 4th and 9, they kicked the field goal to avoid the shutout.
Why are you kicking the field goal?
Well, you don't have a chance to win the game at that point, and they didn't want to get shut out.
Say that again.
David, where'd you expect them to be after 6 games?
Would I expect them to be right where they're at right now?
Up to your expectation, and the coach has to go, and Spielman has to go.
The coach has to go and get rid of Chris Spielman. He's never worked in any front office anywhere. This ownership does this bubbly moves, always hiring people who have no experience.
Who did he hire?
Who did Spielman hire? Dan Campbell.
He didn't hire Dan Campbell.
Who hired Dan Campbell?
The owner hired Dan Campbell. They had a group discussion, and that's what they decided to do. Chris Spielman didn't hire him. Chris Spielman may have been consulted. He didn't hire him. He doesn't have voting power.
Yeah, Spielman was in on the process. I'm at this point, I'm not seeing a ton of Spielman culpability on this move, but if it fails, I mean, it might be something that they circle back to him. I suspect not. Now, if Dan Campbell fails, does it mean Brad Holmes gets fired? I doubt that. I don't think they're tied at the hip, but let's get to our champ of the weekend. My champ of the weekend, Gator, I know this is somewhat controversial, but I'm going with Dylan Larkin. I love that the Red Wings captain turned around and defended himself, stuck up for himself. It's the first game of the year. It's not the postseason. Sure, he got suspended, but I think send a message on day one that you're not just going to run me or anyone on the team without there being culpability. And the Red Wings got 3 out of 4 points on the weekend. So I'll champ Dylan Larkin.
I like it. I'm going back and forth, and I know I wrote one name down. I'm going to change it to the other defensive lineman from Michigan State, and that is Jacob Panashuk, the defensive lineman. He had 5 tackles in the game against Indiana, 3 of them solo tackles. He had a sack in the game. He had another tackle for loss. He knocked the pass down. He got constant pressure on the quarterback, Tuttle. And, you know, he and Slade both were the reason Michigan State stayed in that game and had the chance to put them away. Their defense was good enough, and it was because those two guys got the push. But Panashuk in particular, he's proven to be a very good defensive end in college football.
My jump of the weekend. I'm going with the Lions, the players themselves. That was pathetic. The false starts, the illegal formations, the lack of focus, coaching, yeah. But come on, the minimum requirement is to give a play an opportunity before the balls even snap. The pre-snap penalties are killers. And I think it speaks to an overall lack of professionalism. I mean, you're not giving yourself a chance. And there's some veteran guys in there like that need to be better. The 4th and 1 false start, it piled up, and I thought that really reflected poorly on them.
It does. My chump of the week are the Tennessee fans who threw crap on the field because they didn't like the officiating in the game against Ole Miss, particularly after a 4th and long conversion attempt came up a half yard short. They didn't like the Ole Miss players faking injuries either, but throwing beer cans, water bottles, golf balls, a French's mustard bottle, and other objects at the former coach Lane Kiffin, police officers, security, cheerleaders, the dance team, the band, basically everybody on the sidelines. All that is absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, after review, yeah, your player was short of the line to gain.
Get your champ and chum votes in, 248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. Bob is in Shelby Township, and he is next. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
You know, you can never predict injuries, and everybody's got injuries. But when you look at the Lions roster when we began the season, and you look at who we have left now, and how many of those injuries were season-ending injuries, man, if you think yesterday was as bad as it can get, I think you're wrong, because if we keep losing guys the way we've been losing them, by the end of the year, by three or four games left in the year, we're going to be trying to get players off the transfer portal just to finish the year. It's really bad.
I mean, when you're as bad as they are, they didn't have much margin for error.
No.
And you start taking away Ragnow. And Okwara. We could sit here and debate Okuda, but Okuda was a player that this season could have been a building block for him.
Well, Terrell Williams, Quintez Cephas,
yeah,
those are your top receivers on the team.
Decker hasn't played yet.
Hey, look who wasn't active yesterday. Wide receiver Trinity Benson, whom they acquired at the end of the season.
That's another one that, by the way, I'm not freaking out. But it's noted.
Yeah, it's duly noted. Well, yeah, and your point is that good teams that have talent, they can get by if they've got depth. Good teams.
Yep.
Lions don't have a ton of higher-end talent, and when those guys get hurt and you don't have any depth either, then you really get exposed, and it's kind of what we've seen. That being said, it's been that way for, you know, really since week two. They've had to deal with all these injuries. And it was so maddening to me yesterday because of the way that they lost. If they're going to go out and lose, that's fine. It happens. It's happened every game this year. But there have been things you can pull out of each game and be encouraged by. There was nothing to be encouraged by yesterday. Very little to be encouraged by with yesterday's loss.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.